Today on the Conservative Asian Podcast, who are the bad guys? Who are the villains? As the war in Ukraine continues, propaganda flows out. All this and more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. Okay, so in Russia, things aren't, or I should say in Ukraine, things aren't looking too good, I should say. Okay, one of the trickiest things is figuring out what is true. Now, is it true that this is happening? Yes. As far as, yes, right? There's eyewitness videos of things happening. Hard to necessarily discredit some of the things, right? But one of the things that we fail to understand, and especially when it comes to war, which is ironic because we've been fighting our own type of civil war here. Propaganda is key. And we seem to have forgotten that. Now, we are all familiar with the propaganda of the last 2 to 3 years with COVID, especially with them coming out only now. Oh, it's bad for the kids. Can't wear a mask. Masks do nothing. Oh, it turns out natural immunity is better. And just on that 3 second thing right there, they're going to shut me down. But we've known that. We've known about hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin D, high doses of vitamin C, vitamin B, even, for crying out loud. We've known that if you were to just be healthy, like you would have done normally in your normal every day-to-day activity, you would have been, or you are, or you will be, just fine. So, with all of this Russia-Ukraine thing happening, lest we forget, both countries are corrupt. Both countries are theoretically bad. Both countries are crooked. One is institutionalized corruption, aka communism. The other is not quite communistic, but still corrupt. Right? Okay. So, a lot of the stories came out over the past week in regards to the different types of conflicts happening. And in fact, we reported on this too because our source came from reputable news sources as well. And now, is there any way to discredit this? I don't know. It's hard to say. Right, we reported on Russian casualties. We reported on them taking Chernobyl. We reported on all kinds of things. There were stories going around about this person, this fighter jet, that they nicknamed the Ghost of Kiev, who shot down 6 fighter jets, Russian fighter jets. Turns out that that's propaganda. We all know about the infamous Snake Island, where the soldiers basically told the Russians to go and, you know, screw themselves, and then were subsequently killed. Yet, come to find out that a good majority of them actually peacefully just surrendered. So, what's happening is that, especially in this day and age, we have a modernized propaganda machine via social media, via instantaneous access to information, videos, pictures. We've trained up an entire generation to learn how to edit, doctor, and crop videos, pictures, and all those kinds of things just from their cell phone. And so, it is no surprise, we're being caught off guard by propaganda when we should be taking a more critical look at what is really happening on the ground. Now, what's difficult about this is that we don't have people. on the ground. We don't have, you know, in the past, they would send out journalists. I guess that's the key word. They would send out journalists to these areas to give reports, to write it down on paper, to narrate the scenery and the devastation and all this kind of stuff, right? But we don't have that anymore. We have a propaganda machine. We have, you know, just all kinds of nonsense going on. And so it is incredibly difficult to parcel out things that are happening. For example, one of the realities that's happening is that because America is dependent, thanks to Joe Biden, on Russian oil, as is most of Europe, the gas price here on Oahu, on Oahu, in some places, premium gas has hit $6 a gallon. I recently filled up my tank, and it was $4.50 a gallon. I have never, I can't remember the last time gas was $4.50, $4.60, $4.50 something. I cannot remember the last time I saw gas at $4.51. I thought it was bad when we were at $3, when we were hitting $4, when we kind of stabilized around $4.20, $4.30. If you're still living here in Hawaii, it's time to leave. You're going to go broke faster. And that's a sad reality. We're going to go broke. We finally got a leg up. We finally have our feet on more solid ground when it comes to our finances. And all of that being stripped away, thanks to Joe Biden. All of that being stripped away because of the inflation that's happening under Joe Biden. All of that disappearing from our very eyes. All thanks to Joe Biden. And so it's any wonder, and this is one of the biggest concerns moving forward, which I think is a reality, is that we could, and this is not, again, not to throw out propaganda, but we could end up seeing some kind of rise of a nuclear power or a nuclear arms race moving forward. And that's not to scare, or the reality is that now that the great defender, the great superpower, which is the West, which is us, has basically turned into a nothing because of our president and because of his administration, who is left to help the rest of our allies? The world watched as we let Afghanistan fall. The world watched as we let the Taliban take over Afghanistan, as we abandoned our allies, as we abandoned even our own citizens in Afghanistan. Right? That is a sign. That was the signal. That was, everybody was in waiting to see what would have happened. And now there's no way to turn this clock back. There's no chance that Russia's going to feel bad about what it is. Russia's going to go all in. China is going to go all in because either this week, today, or sometime this week, China said they're going to start doing military games or military training 6 miles off the coast of Taiwan. We all know what's coming next. China's going to try to invade Taiwan. Is America going to step up and protect Taiwan? No. No, it is not. And again, I hear the argument all the time, and I'm quite torn, because I agree. Why should we go out and defend other countries when we can't even protect our own? Why would we send our own citizens out there to die, possibly, for a country that's crooked, when we can't even do that here at home. We can't even protect our own borders. We can't even stop illegal immigrants. Day after day, American citizens are dying at the hands of illegal immigrants. So I understand. I understand the great conflict that's happening here. We are very capable of preventing or stopping all or a good majority of the things that are occurring right now. We do. We literally have the capability. However, moving in does mean war to a degree, right? Again, some of these things that should have never happened in the first place. Quite, when they say, you know, like this past week and seeing what's happening, propaganda or not, just understanding and knowing what's happening. And to see people posting to pray for Ukraine, oh my gosh, it's so bad. Putin so bad. Russia. Number one, if you voted for Joe Biden, this is your damn fault. I said that in, I think, last week, and we're going to keep repeating it. Everything that's happening so far, highest inflation in record, store shelves empty, gas prices record high, automobiles record high, beef record high, pork record high, all of this stuff is under Joe Biden. This isn't President Trump. This is Joe Biden. Joe Biden's administration, Joe Biden's top decision makers causing this type of bullcrap. And so I don't know. Like I said, people need to be held account to what's happening. I said it for our politicians, and I'm pretty sure that may extend into our citizenry. People need to understand the consequences of their decisions. The consequences of voting for a senile, decrepit, child-sniffing geezer with a cackling, no-brain hyena vice president. With Tales from the Crypt Tomb Keeper as Speaker of the House. You wonder why we're in such a state. It's absolutely mind-boggling how this keeps happening. It's absolutely mind-boggling how we are continuing to tolerate. Even here at home. Right, even here at home. We are, and I said this in the last one, we are the last state to do anything about masks. All 49 other states have done something about their masks. Not perfectly, right? Because in places like California, New York, D.C., kids still got to be masked in order to go to school. Why? For what? No. And of course, Emperor Ige, we're going to revisit this on the 25th of March. Another month away. It's unbelievable. And I'm telling you, it's because he doesn't care. He is a lame duck governor. I mean, he was lame from the beginning of his tenure, and I don't know how he got his position as governor. He is actually a nobody. He is a no-name person. If you look back at the history of David Ige, he is a nobody in the political sphere. He is not even in a business sense. He is a nobody. Foisted into power by whoever. And you got to understand too, right? I'm okay if he was like a normal person. If he was working a blue-collar, white-collar job, earning a wage just like everybody else. Like, again. Right? But that's not the case. That's not the case. And in fact, during his tenure as governor, he became incredibly wealthy. Same thing for Josh Green. Same thing for Kirk Caldwell. Although in Kirk Caldwell's case, you know, he was the CEO and on the board of Territorial Savings Bank, which automatically was stupid, right? Any politician that becomes wealthy during their tenure should be investigated. should be stripped of their paycheck even. That's probably an even better idea. Like, you want to take money from this, you don't get a paycheck. In fact, you owe the people back your money. That's another good thing to think about. When is enough enough, folks? When is it going to be where you and I, the people who are actually being hurt, you're actually being damaged, you're actually being scarred by these donkeys, when are you going to say enough? We absolutely need to fight back. And again, we need to ensure that these people who have locked us down, who have profited off us being locked down, being muzzled, all of this stuff, we need to ensure that they are punished to the highest degree possible. Them and their family, no, they need to be punished. Plain and simple.